The Lord be with you. Well, welcome to our service of Holy Communion. We give thanks today for St. Luke, his loving account of the ministry of Jesus and the expansion of the believers in the early church from Acts of the Apostles are really his great legacy to us. And I want to start with a verse from Psalm 147. How good it is to praise our God. He builds up his people and he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And we join together in the College for Purity. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the teaching of Jesus. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. God, search our hearts. And we come now to our confession. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the Collect for St. Luke's Day. Almighty God, by whose grace your servant Luke, the beloved physician, was enabled to write the gospel of the love and healing power of your Son, Jesus Christ, may your church today show the same love and power to all the world, a world in need, by proclaiming the good news of your salvation, both in word and deed, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Well, our first reading is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 35, beginning at verse 3, a message of hope and healing for God's people. Strengthen the feeble hands and steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened and the ears of the deaf be unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shall shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. This is the word of the Lord. And we stand for the gospel. You are our lamp, O Lord. Turn our darkness into light. Well, the gospel for today is from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10, beginning at verse 1. Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord appointed 70 other disciples and sent them on ahead of him in pairs to every town and place where he himself intended to go. He said to them, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go on your way. See, I am sending you out like lambs into the midst of wolves. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. where whatever house you enter, first say, peace to this house. And if anyone is there who shares in peace, your peace will rest on that person, but not, if not, it will return to you. Remain in the same house, eating and drinking whatever they provide, for the laborer deserves to be paid. Do not move about from house to house. Whenever you enter a town and the people welcome you, and you eat what is set before you, cure the sick who are there and say to them, the kingdom of God has come near to you. This is the gospel of the Lord. O Lord, help us to listen to your word with understanding, to receive it with faith, and to obey it with courage. For Jesus Christ's sake, amen. Well, this year has seen a glut of books covering events and people during the Civil War of 100 years ago. Writers like having a deadline and to encourage them to get their work into print. It drives them on in their moments when inspiration is in short supply. St. Luke was no different. He had his own aim to write an orderly account so that his reader, Theophilus, would know with certainty about Jesus. All those things Jesus said and did until he was taken up to heaven. Jesus' teaching, the convincing proof that he was alive, his teaching on being baptized with the Holy Spirit were concluded in the book of Acts of the Apostles, Luke's second book. Well, for many people, Luke's gospel is their favorite gospel. Luke relied on eyewitnesses' account where possible. It's the only gospel to record the birth of Jesus from Mary's point of view, as she told of the Annunciation by Angel Gabriel, Jesus' birth in Bethlehem, and this celebrated by skies full of angels singing, the baby visited by shepherds from the fields nearby, and the wise men who came from the east. Jesus' circumcision and the presence of Simeon and Anna as the voice of prophecy and prayer. So the beginning of Jesus' life well accounted for by Luke. The gospel was written about AD 65 to 70. Now, Luke had a second source. He copied from the book of Mark, and he also had a third source, access to the sayings of Jesus. He recorded 24 parables, 18 of which are unique to him, and he gave 16 accounts of healing. He even recorded the raising to life of the widow's son at Nain. Well, Luke was born in Antioch in Turkey in about AD 9. He was a Gentile born into an educated Greek family. He may have been a God-fearer, sympathetic to Jewish belief, and if so, he would have been aware of Jewish exclusiveness. His gospel shows Jesus being inclusive of all who came near him, the women, the children, the lepers, the poor, the widowed, the sick, both physical and mentally sick, the marginalized. Healing accounts suggest a doctor's powers of observation when he talked about healing the man with the injured hand, the woman hemorrhaging for 12 years. He also emphasized the importance of the Holy Spirit in a believer's life and gave endless examples from the life of Jesus, showing that Jesus depended on power through the Holy Spirit's presence. Well, Luke was a physician and he became a traveling companion of Paul, as is recorded in Acts of the Apostles, perhaps as his personal doctor. He stayed with Luke through thick and thin, Luke has a love. Paul has a lovely reference to him in the letter to Timothy, saying, "Only Luke is with me." Paul was not an easy traveling companion. There were constant threats from brigands. There were shipwrecks, harsh beatings, long treks across rough countryside, escapes from mobs and cities, and escaping in one occasion over the city wall in a basket. Luke remained faithful throughout it all, and he died in Greece around about 84 AD. He's the patron saint of painters, amongst others, but mostly he's remembered for the patron saint of painters. And his symbol was an ox, a symbol of sacrifice, service, and strength. And these were all shown in Luke's own life. Well, the gospel reading records Jesus sending out 70 helpers, and it's only found in Luke's gospel. They were guidelines for evangelists going on ahead of Jesus, pointing the way to God. Guidelines that could give us guidance in our daily lives today. First of all, Luke emphasized the importance and the need to pray for more evangelists, for more workers to tell of God's love. Luke sent them out in pairs with authority to teach, to heal, and to cast out demons. Working in pairs was a good idea. It meant they could support and encourage each other. Prayer for those being told the gospel, that God may open, and we pray that God may open their hearts and minds to receive his word. Jesus relied heavily on prayer. We're told that he even spent a whole night in prayer before he announced the 12 apostles. Luke also tells of Jesus being filled with joy of the Holy Spirit, as well as the power of the Holy Spirit. Indeed, Jesus emphasized the need for us to ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit, a request that God will never refuse. Jesus told them they were to travel lightly, and we know that possessions can be a distraction, as can also casual passers-by on the road. They're simply not interested. Instead, we're to depend on the Holy Spirit, who will supply all our needs, our love, joy, discernment, peace, and an ability to listen and to hear God's voice. But also a warning that we mustn't let rejection of God's message stop us from proclaiming God's word, God's love. Well, God promises to heal his people, to make them whole in body, mind, and spirit. It's a promise recorded in the book of Exodus and is repeated throughout the Old Testament. Sickness can be a sign that evil is present, but healing is always a sign that God is at work. Jesus sent out the 70 to heal the sick and drive out demons, and Jesus promised the kingdom is God's is near, and we should rejoice as our names are written in heaven. So as we remember St. Luke, we give thanks to God for his faithful service and for his recording of the life and ministry of Jesus, followed by his faithfulness serving Paul. Jesus' life reveals the importance Jesus put on remaining close to God the Father, being filled with the love and joy of the Holy Spirit, and healing and restoring all those who came to him. Let us pray. God of power, may the boldness of your Spirit transform us. May the gentleness of your Spirit lead us. May the gifts of your Spirit equip us to serve and worship you, now and always. Amen. But we stand now to affirm our faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, source of all being and life, the one for whom we exist? We believe and trust in him. Do you believe and trust in God the Son, who took our human nature, died for us, and rose again? Do you believe and trust in God the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God and makes Christ known in the world? This is the faith of the Church. This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of all creation, guide us as we strive to serve you. Give us joy in our work and hope for a good outcome. We pray for all those who work as laborers in your harvest. May they draw others to you rather than to themselves. Give them grace to speak out against the wrong and to support what is right and good. Give to all who work in mission the ministry of the gift of discernment. And we remember today Gillian and Carlos in Uganda and Bishop Levi and his family and the church he serves in South Sudan. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our diocese and for the ministry of Bishop Michael. We bring before you the needs of our parish, giving thanks for Alan, Ruth and family, and for Tom and his family as he ministers here. We pray for all who worship here week by week and for those on the staff who keep things going in the office, on the vestry, doing youth work, or helping, teaching, or providing music for worship, or assisting in church as church wardens. We give thanks for George, Aideen, and John. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Heavenly Father, we pray for Ukraine and for an end to the war there. May the people know your presence with them. Bless and heal all those who have been injured and protect those forced to leave their homes. Give grace and wisdom to those in government and all serving in the army. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we give thanks for all you have given us. Teach us to be generous and to share with others. Let us never tire of doing good works. We pray for our homes and our places of work. And we pray for those who are homeless and live in poverty. Lord, in your mercy. Remembering your promise to heal and restore people to health and wholeness, we pray for those who are sick and known to us and have asked for our prayers. And we name them now in a few moments of silence. Lord Jesus, lay your healing hand on them and restore them to wholeness in body, mind, and spirit. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for all those who mourn, all who are bereaved, all who are grieving. We remember those who are left on their own and finding it hard to cope. We ask your blessing on our loved ones who have gone before us. Lord, in your mercy. And we join together. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. And we stand. Rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Christ has gone to prepare a place for you, that you may be with him in his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Blessed be God who feeds the hungry, who raises the poor, who fills our praise. Blessed be God forever. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and for your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ you shared our life that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this. Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen. 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 Amen." As our Savior Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. The gifts of God for the people of God. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God our Father. the body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The blood of Christ keep you in eternal life. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share his Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The Lord God hold you in the palm of his hand and give you life which is eternal, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and those you love, now and always. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ.